Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jim Cantarucci is here, too. Jim is a 14-year member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the top leadership experts in the galaxy. He's the author of Personal Brilliance. He's got a new product that he's going to launch real soon. We've talked about in the last year or two, helping him get that organized. It's gonna help a lot of folks, and he's just an amazing thought leader on not only leadership, but how leaders communicate with each other. And we're glad he's part of our world. Jim Cantarucci, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. And that song lead-in was the song on my very first visit to your show. So
how about that brings
back memories.
Yeah, there you go. Long time ago. Yeah, that's Van Halen, Jump. So, you know, Jim, one of the things that you want to talk about today and the notes that you've given me made me think about something that a boss told me a long time ago. One of my mentors told me a long time ago. When I was a young pup, you know how when you're young, you're full of yourself and you think you found the either the silver bullet or the solution to the world or whatever. And you tell your boss, you know, and the first thing you do is you bring them a problem, right? You know, boss, we got this problem here. We got to, you know, and he said to me, Jim, I don't need you to bring me problems. I can see problems. He says, I need you to bring me solutions. Don't bring me a problem without a solution. And I've never forgotten that. And so ever since then, whenever I brought someone something that looked like a problem, if I had a suggestion or was pointing out something to them that wasn't quite right, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that until I had an alternative. And that's sort of a little bit along the lines of what you're talking about today, isn't it?
Well, Jim, I agree with that wholeheartedly. With one little tweak, I think we can't always wait until we have the solution to bring it. I think, though, if we communicate in terms of solving, so rather than wait until I have the solution before I bring it up, it's
right.
What can we do to solve this problem? Then we're working on it, and mm-hmm. that's very productive as well. And then the key, I think the advice is often given to that young person. I would like to give that same advice to the leader. So what we tend to do as leaders is just point out something that's broken and assume people will bow mm-hmm. to fix it. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we need to work on. I think that same advice works on both ends of the spectrum. Would you agree with that?
I agree with that. And the one thing that the way I morphed that advice by my mentor, because he and I had a specific thing to talk about. But when I talk to my people, my employees over the years, the folks on my teams, what I've said to them is, if you're going to bring me a problem, I need you to bring me your thoughts on a solution. It might not be the solution we use.
Right?
It might not be the silver bullet. It might not solve everything. But I need you to bring me something that you think so that I know that you've thought about it enough. If you've thought about it enough to identify the problem, then I want you to have thought about it enough to said, okay, I don't think this is everything, but and sort of give me something to start with. In other words, that was the point that I
right.
was we making. It doesn't have to be perfect.
We want to know your.
Yeah.
Just, we want to know you're in the game.
Anybody can bring a problem, but have you thought about it enough to offer some kind of a nugget or something to help us get to the solution? I still think that's a good idea. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We use the phrase, if you see something, say something. And I'd like to just twist that a little bit and say, if you see something, communicate something.
Mm-hmm.
We want to think in terms of strategic communication. And strategic communication, by definition, gets people to act. So we're moving more towards an action orientation as opposed to just complaining about mm-hmm. it, in effect, right? We point out the problem. We're just complaining about it. You know, just providing a warning that something bad's going to happen with our skill of anticipation doesn't get you off the hook, because that doesn't necessarily move people to action. They're busy. They're distracted. They're not paying attention like you are. So just providing that warning doesn't really help. We need to actually move people to do something about it. And you know, saying it over and over again isn't the way to do that, right?
But do you think people are reluctant to say something or even communicate something, even if they have the ability to communicate properly? Do you think people are reluctant to do that? I'm thinking about in Japan I'm trying to think of the guy's name. I'll do it in a minute. Deming, when Edward Deming went to Japan and taught them about his version of quality, what he taught them, and this is the ISO method, is that anybody on the production line can stop the production line. They don't wait till they make 1,000 bad items to go fix the problem. If they see something happening, they can stop the production line. They fix it right there, so they have one bad item. But in America, I wonder, are people reluctant to do that, to stop the so-called assembly line, to speak up and communicate something?
Well, I think that in a championship team situation in a very good company, that's not the case. And where does that come from? It comes from empowerment. It comes from a mindset of innovation to be able to say there could be an idea buried in there that's a very good idea. So mm-hmm. let's make sure you speak up. Let's make sure you're not punished for speaking up. And it's about our leadership, and that's why that's what you and I talk about on mm-hmm. a regular basis, because we need to infuse that into the mechanical things that we do. I will keep my mouth shut and watch you drive into the cliff, over the cliff, if I'm not engaged and caring about this and we're not working together to get the great thing accomplished. Mm-hmm. And so it's all about leadership. We have more of that than we should, what you described, that problem of just not saying something. And we need to shift that. And that's my mission in life, is to help leaders get better at making sure that doesn't happen. It's not transactional. It's every transaction added mm-hmm. together that makes that all work.
So Jim says we don't need to just say it. We need to learn how to communicate it so people can understand what we're trying to say, and that we deliver some kind of resolution, a solution, our approach to it. When we come back, I want Jim to talk about when to bring those things up. Is there a timing thing that's important there? 20 after, stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.